USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Energy is preparing to announce a major breakthrough in nuclear energy that may pave the way for clean power. The agency is expected to announce tomorrow that American scientists at the federally run Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California have successfully produced a fusion reaction that resulted in clean energy. A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 is in custody. It appears the United States was waiting on the suspect to complete his prison term on an unrelated charge in Libya. 2 years ago, Trump Attorney General Bill Barr announced he knew of his whereabouts and predicted his date with justice.
At long last, this man, responsible for killing Americans and many others, will be subject to justice for his crimes.
A judge is telling Trump lawyers and the federal government to figure it out. Rich Johnson explains.
At a closed-door hearing in Washington, Judge Beryl Howell pressed the Trump legal team and the Justice Department to find a solution themselves. This according to sources talking to CNN. The government contends the former president has not fully complied with a subpoena ordering him to turn over classified records. A spokesman says the Trump team will continue to cooperate, even in the face of what he called the highly weaponized and corrupt witch hunt from the Justice Department. I'm Rich Johnson.
A Patti LaBelle concert over the weekend was abruptly canceled while the singer was getting flowers from her front row fans. Security rushed the stage and escorted her away from the venue. Confusion from the singer and fans alike at the time turned out to be a bomb threat towards the venue. The performance at the Riverside Theater will be rescheduled. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
Canada's TC Energy said Sunday it has not yet determined the cause of a Keystone oil pipeline leak last week into a Kansas creek. The spill is estimated at 14,000 gallons. TC also said they're not sure when the pipeline will resume operations. Keystone Pipeline is different from the Keystone XL pipeline, terminated by President Biden's policy. Group of seven leaders will hold virtual talks later on Monday to discuss the war in Ukraine and support for the government in Kyiv following President Biden's call Sunday with his Ukrainian counterpart. The video conference, hosted by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin, Scholz will then make a statement to reporters at the conclusion. Iran has hung to death a second protester under the charge of being against God on Monday. Multiple respiratory illnesses are putting a burden on American hospitals. Tony Maruso explains.
We are turning now to a rise in flu and COVID cases across the country, roughly 1.5 times higher than last week, prompting some local officials to urge people to once again wear masks indoors and in schools, opposed by some parents. Dr. Jay Vermai with the Cornell Center for Pandemic Prevention says this.
I absolutely understand people's reluctance about masks, particularly in children. But if you actually want to keep kids in school and you want to make sure the schools are staffed, it turns out that masks are actually, especially during a surge like this, one of the best ways we can keep kids healthy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.